This week's Cotton Newsline, it's four cuts. All cuts are Bill Robertson, Manager of Cotton Agronomy, Soils, and Physiology at the National Cotton Council of America. First cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
This deadline extension, I think, has really helped because a lot of farms, there was just really a lack of information on what exactly the SPCC regulations were about. So where does that put us today? Well, farms in operation on or before August the 16th of 2002 must maintain, and that means they need to have a plan in place right now and amend that plan if needed by the new deadline, which is May the 10th of 2013. Now, farms that are in operation after August 16th, 2002, but before this current deadline, must prepare and implement that plan by that deadline, again, May 10th, 2013. Now, farms that start after this deadline are going to have a SPCC plan in place before they begin operations.
Second cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Currently with a plan, there are actually three tiers. And number one, for the requirement all to know if you're a regulated facility, there's two things that you need to take into account. Do you store more than 1,320 gallons or have the capacity to store more than 1,320 gallons of oil? And that's motor oil, used oil, hydraulic fluid, anything that follows that criteria. And you could reasonably expect to discharge that oil into navigable waters. And so if you meet both of those requirements, then you're designated as a regulated facility. Now, if you're a regulated facility and you store between the 1,320 gallons and 10,000 gallons of oil, you have that much capacity, and you do not have a single container larger than 5,000 gallons, well, that makes you a Tier 1 facility. And people with Tier 1 facilities can self-certify. Basically, you know, they can print the plan off, fill in the blanks, and put that on file, and they're covered. If you're a Tier 1 facility, with the exception of having a single container larger than 5,000 gallons, that puts you in a Tier 2. And basically in a Tier 2, you can self-certify, but it's more stringent on what you can do and how you mitigate a spill. A lot of people I've visited with actually contact a professional engineer or a PE to help them with their plan. And then if you have more than 10,000 gallons, or if you have a single container larger than 5,000 gallons, then that puts you as a Tier 3. In a Tier 3, you're basically required to obtain the services of a professional engineer to develop your plan. And part of your plan is there's valving, there's lighting, there's protection. Part of the plan, too, is containment. And, you know, our containments, they're required to, you know, even if you have multiple tanks, that containment has to hold 110% of the largest container in that facility. And so the improvements that a lot of farmers are going to have to make are going to be more expensive than actual hiring of a professional engineer to do that. And there's things down the road, but even before we get to that step, a lot of producers have told me they've had a hard time just finding FPEs that are willing to work on the farm. And there's some states out there that do not have a single qualified professional engineer registered to do SPCC consultation.
Third cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The Fuels Act, the way I see it, is really going to fit our cotton farmers great. In the current SPCC plan, if you have 1,320 gallons to 10,000 gallons with no single container larger than 5,000 gallons, you can self-certify. That's pretty restrictive, and most cotton farmers are not going to, they have more capacity. There's a lot of farmers that are not going to be able to self-certify. In the Fuels Act, self-certification is going to cover a great percentage of our cotton farmers. That catches those that have 10,000 gallons up to 42,000 gallons and no single container larger than 10,000 gallons and no spill history. That's going to cover a vast majority of our cotton farmers in the Cotton Belt. Now, if you have more, or if you fall in that category but you have a container 10,001 gallons or more, then you're going to need a professional engineer. Or if you have 42,000 gallons of total oil storage capacity or more, then you're going to need a professional engineer. Or if you've had a history of an oil spill, you'll need a professional engineer to help develop your plan. And so I think these thresholds are going to make it a lot easier for our farmers to comply comply with the regulation, and it's going to bring our cotton farmers into compliance because nobody wants an oil spill. The oil's, it's expensive, it's harmful to the environment. Nobody wants that. But this helps the cotton farmer comply with the regulations in a manner that's a lot easier and less restrictive.
Fourth cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Well, here at the National Cotton Council, we support common sense legislation that supports small businessmen from burdensome regulations such as the SPCC rule.